You are now listening to the Solemn Attention Podcast.
So The King and Me was a book that I wrote back, November of 2020, I believe. You know, like all of you guys, we had these pandemic projects. You know, I was going through a period of my life where I was growing and developing, and I thought that it was finally time for me to begin to share my story to help inspire others. You know, you go through life and you spend so much time trying to figure out who you are and trying to maneuver, and you're trying to get stable, and you're making so many mistakes along the way, and you're trying to celebrate your successes as much as you can. But sometimes you just forget, or sometimes life happens and you forget that you also have this responsibility to help others. You have this responsibility to specifically help others who are walking along the same journey that you had to walk. And so I finally came to a point to where I recognized it was time. And so it took a whole lot of work and a whole lot of self-introspective to get to the place where I was finally ready to begin to put my story out there. And so I want to encourage you, if you are a brother and you are aspiring to live a life on purpose, and you find yourself stuck at these crossroads, and you're trying to evolve to your higher self, you have all these challenges, these issues, these concerns, I want to really encourage you to check out my book, the Solemn Attention Podcast. I want you to check out my book, The King in Me. The King in Me Part 1 is on hard copy, but then you also got The King in Me Part 2, 3, and the special edition. We're talking about the psychology of forgiveness. We're talking about affirmations for my son. We're giving you tips, tools, strategies, and guides, all to help you do the work so that you can begin to live your life on purpose. And so I want to encourage you to continuously follow this podcast, but also make sure right in the description section of this episode, there's going to be a link to the King in Me book. And I want to make sure that brothers around the world get access to this book. But also, by the time this episode is released, I've also got a brand new series out there called Turn Down the Volume. Because I truly believe that as millennials, there are really three aspects that we struggle with that hinders our ability to grow outside of some of the topics that we talk about. But I think overarching, right, we have to learn as millennials, and I had to learn in my own walk how to turn down the volume of people, and how to turn down the volume of my insecurities, and how to turn down the volume of my view of success. And so I believe that as millennials, if we can tackle those three in a really intrusive way, that we can experience growth. So I'm going to be giving you insight from my life, some strategies that I found to be useful. If you're out there, you're trying to grow, you're trying to develop, but people keep getting away in their opinions of you that bothers you. Or if you're listening and you want to move forward, but your insecurities keep getting away. Or if you probably need some further insight on what success looks like, because you feel like you're making gains, but you're not really showing the progress that you need. But I want to invite all of you to also check the link in the description to my brand new series, Turn Down the Volume of People, Turn Down the Volume of Insecurities, and Turn Down the Volume of your definition of your view of success. So, man, I'm so grateful that God has blessed me to write these books and to provide them to you. And I hope that you enjoy them. Send me your feedback, write in, send me emails, and tell us about other content that you want to see on our Solemn Attention Podcast or the Solemn Attention Podcast Unfiltered. I appreciate you. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for helping us grow this community. And we'll talk again soon on the next episode.